Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Today, I titled this message, The Cross Burning. Those of you all who are familiar with the Ku Klux Klan, you know that the cross burning is a ritual that they do. They do not like folks referring to it as cross burning, but cross lighting. And they insist that the fire symbolizes faith in Christ, according to Slate.com, an article entitled, Why Does the Ku Klux Klan Burn Crosses? Now, I will tell you that when I saw this symbolism, I heard the quiet voice of the Lord tell me, burning up your faith, burning up your faith. This is the message that the enemy ultimately uses to draw you away from the Lord. And when all of those cross burnings were taking place, the enemy was using that ritual, as they call it, to burn up or destroy the faith of those who believed, who at the time were African Americans. We also know that African Americans historically, not all of course, but historically many African Americans are spiritual or Christian or share the gospel or have some type of affiliation to a god or gods. But there is something paranormal, supernatural that is connected with many African Americans. Those of you all who have been in the presence of a believer, whether they're African American or some other ethnicity, you know that people who have a faith are a bit different, aren't they? Some of you all, if you listen to some of my earlier audio messages, you would really think I was bizarre. But people of faith are an interesting bunch. And so if I want to control a people, and I know that they believe in a powerful supernatural being, and I have evidence and proof, or I've seen signs, wonders, miracles, and everything else that show that, oh, that group of folks right there, oh, they're really about God's business. There is no question about it. Well, you know the enemy's going to come up with his counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, and so forth. And he's also going to use people to do some very bizarre things. It is quite bizarre and strange to have a cross burning in the front of your home. Now, why would this be so significant now? Because the enemy has used other tactics to kill, steal, and destroy. Now remember, fire burns up things, right? It destroys things. There's nothing good about fire if it is out of control, okay? The enemy burned crosses in a symbolic kind of way when he lured many African Americans into his various establishments. Now, for some folks, they'll say, well, didn't African Americans kind of push their way through? Well, yeah, they did. There were those. But then there were others who had to be lured. They had to be tempted. They had to be persuaded to come on over to the other side. Not everybody was fighting the African Americans when it came to integration and so forth. But there were those who had some sneaky, deceptive practices, and of course, they were tied to money. And even to date, the cross burnings, symbolically speaking, are still going on, as well as figuratively, depending on where you live, or literally, I should say. These African Americans are being put out here by powers stronger than they are in various secret societies, as well as those that are not so secret, being put out in the front line for all to see in mainstream media. And then when these groups have enough of some of these characters, because a lot of these folks, their image is created like a cartoon character that a artist puts together. Their image is created. And when they get tired of the image, they burn them up. They destroy them right in front of everyone. A lot more cleverly designed than some tree set on fire or a piece of wood or something along those lines. Even more damaging than lynching. Because what's happening is that it's a slow torture, if you will. You know, it's right in front of everyone in a bigger network for more eyes to see. If you build up a celebrity, an entertainer, or someone, you know, that people love in such a way where they're everywhere, and then you decide that I don't want this person anymore, or this person isn't behaving, or this person is breaking down from all of my mind control and so forth, so I've got to set them on fire, Lord Jesus, in front of everyone. And how I do that, I might destroy their reputation, or I might take some people from them that they love very much, or I might even take an animal or two that they adore. I might take away their black card. Some of you all, you know about a black card, and it's not related to an ethnicity. A black card is an unlimited amount of money that is put on a particular card for a celebrity to use. But there are some, there are various requirements and so forth, and there are instructions that they must follow when using the black card. And if they don't, then what happens is the card gets cut off. You can spend as much as you want and so forth, but then you do have to pay back sooner or later, you see. And so there's so much money dispensed on that card, and they can do a lot with that card. But then if they don't follow instructions, then the card is cut off. So that means that they can't go out and buy like they once did. And that will destroy anyone. If at one point you were able to do as much as you wanted with a special card, or, you know, your accounts even, you were able to purchase so many things, and then because you didn't want to work with us, because you didn't want to do what we told you to do, because you didn't want to conform, or you didn't want to be submissive, we're going to burn you up. We're going to burn up your reputation. We're going to destroy. We're going to kill. And we're going to steal, because all that money that was sitting in your account, suddenly we're going to come up with a list of all these things that you need to pay us back for. Come on, come on. Some of you all, you know what I'm talking about, because you're in it. You're in it. This message isn't far-fetched. It isn't strange or bizarre. It is real life for people who don't live like us. But then it's also cutting to some of you all, because you had your reputations destroyed, whether locally, nationally, or internationally. And you try to move to the right and you can't. And then you try to move to the left and you can't. Or you go to this establishment and you want this particular group to help you. Or you want someone else to, you know, look out for you. Because, well, you know, you help them out and then they're not there for you. And then you start putting things together and you figure out, oh my goodness, somebody or some group has been destroying me. Now, how does this tie into your faith? Well, I gave you a glimpse of that when I told you that the Lord spoke to me about one's faith being burnt up in a symbolism with the cross burning. If you go through enough hard times, you're going to sooner or later give up on God. You're going to turn your back on that childhood faith. You're going to stop talking to certain Christians or those that you know are about God's business. Or you're going to go along with what the enemy says about those believers. But systematically, your faith is being destroyed by the enemy. Because a lot of people's faith was wrapped up into the prosperity gospel. And when certain people got prosperity and others didn't, those individuals who didn't get prosperity or had a lot of problems obtaining prosperity said, you know what? God isn't in this. I got these things in my own strength, and I'm going to praise myself and worship myself and thank the Heavenly Father, if he does even exist, for all of these opportunities, just to be on a safe side, right? So you're not focused on the Lord anymore, but instead you're focused on what you achieved or what you didn't achieve. Because some people, they can be so disappointed, and I did talk about disappointment in another audio, or discouraged, that they just don't want to hear anything else. Don't tell me another thing about God. Because see, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know the struggles that I have had to endure as a result of you all so-called God. You see. And for some of us, we're compassionate toward these types of folks because we know how we were. We know how we were. We know that when we hit rock bottom, some of us said, okay, yes, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to follow Christ. And then other ones said, I'm not completely convinced. I don't think so. I got to see more in order to be sold on Jesus, God, Holy Ghost, and anything else. Because I tell you, every time I step out and do something, I might take two steps forward, then the enemy comes in. I don't know what's going on in my life. He just sends me back five, you see. And some of you all, you know people like this. And a lot of them are running establishments. They're in leadership. We're seeing them out there in the public. And they have a lot of negative things that they say because inside they're angry. They're angry because some Christians, in their mindset, they feel like, they got off easy. God, you know, was with them every step of the way. But he wasn't with me. I had to work for this. I had to work for that. My dad, my mother, those folks, they did this, that, and the other to me. Or my grandmother, or my grandfather, or my uncles, or my aunts. And they got all these things going on with them. So the way they see it is, God isn't real to me. And so they will sell you on their personal beliefs. I say, prove that God isn't real. They say, oh, sure. I'll show you all these times in my personal life where he wasn't there for me. Oh, so that's proof? And they said, well, you prove that God is real. And then we share all our personal experiences, okay? And how God did this and God did that. And they're not sold because it didn't happen to them. And the truth of the matter is, we keep forgetting sometimes. When we think about all of this destruction and so forth that takes place with the enemy, we tend to forget that we have had those times where we sat back and we said, Lord, I really wonder what's going on. Why is it that sort of thing happened in my life? Or why is this person going through? And here's my key point right here. Many are called. Chosen are few. Many African Americans and others who have suffered much prejudice, racism, abuse, neglect, you name it. Many were called to follow Christ, but chosen were few. Many in your family are called, but chosen are few. God has his set of requirements in order for one to be chosen. We cannot overlook those requirements. We cannot skip over scriptures, turn them around in such a way that suit our feelings, and then proceed forth as if people are just going to do the right thing, or as if we're going to always do the right thing, because we're not. Because if that's the case, we don't need Jesus then, if we are so perfect and righteous and truthful and honest and good little citizens. But evidently there's something wrong when God is calling so many folks and then he ends up only choosing a few. Now, on the opposite side, you know, Satan likes to copy God. He likes to mimic everything. He likes to take some things and turn them around so that he looks like he's in control, or he likes to turn things around and make you think you're in control. Okay. The other side of it is he's got a whole lot that he calls too. And then he has those who he chooses. And those ones that he chooses tend to be lovers of money, lovers of themselves. Come on now, look in Galatians chapter 5 for some of those characteristics of these individuals. Okay? And they are the ones that get rewarded in what? This world. So back in the day, using that example again with the cross burning or lighting, as the KKK would like it to be referenced, there were those African Americans who suffer much, but then there were those that they didn't suffer as much as their brothers and sisters and their neighbors, and they're a bit ashamed of that story or stories from the past. And the reason being is because they know they sold out. You see, Satan, oh, he called a lot of African Americans to join him using those who were non-black. And some went on and did everything that Master say, right? And while others didn't. And these are what we nowadays call the sellouts. They went against God's teaching. They went against what they know to be right. They manipulated what's good and righteous and true, turned it around into what's bad, what's conspiracy, and you don't know what you're talking about, and let me just be who I want to be and shut up type of folk, right? They turned all of this stuff around, and then they want to sell you. They want to on doing what's wrong. They want to shove evil down your throat. Right? Right? Because I love how individuals like to talk about, oh, this one, I don't like some Christians because they always shoving the Bible down my throat. Yeah, well, we know some folks are zealous, but then there are also those on the opposite side that are zealous with their negative doctrines, okay, negative mindset, negative thinking. Then you got those who fake as if they're so positive and righteous and true and kind, and then once you get to know them a little bit more, you find out that they're just as greedy. They like to lie, they're conniving, they're manipulative, and they'll do almost anything to be famous and powerful and rich. And these individuals, they aren't hung yet, so to speak. They are not experiencing any cross burnings, if you will. No, there's a burning, all right, that they're getting, and that's the enlightenment movement, right? It's an enlightenment that's not about God's business, but it's about Satan and portion his doctrines, and then the deceased spirits and all of their immoral teachings, and keeping them alive and well through various visual imageries and through reports and documents that they've left behind. And, you know, they will chant some of these individuals who are the chosen ones, okay, called, you're not sold out. You see, you're not sold out to Satan. You're not sold out to God. But those that are chosen are sold out to Satan. And so they get special giftings. I told you, Satan has his counterfeits, and those special giftings he will put upon them. And then they're able to tap into the other side. So the children of darkness spew out all sorts of stuff to recruit more children of darkness. And God's people who spend some time praying, studying, and showing that self-approved meditation and all of that good stuff, they're recruiting children of light. And what fellowship does children of light have with children of darkness? Come on now. You don't. You don't have that connection to certain relatives and celebrities and all of that like you once had as you draw nearer to the Lord. And some of you all are frustrated by it. You're irritated by it. And you remember how life was, which seemed to be a bit easier before you started walking with the Lord. So you feel like you're under some kind of fire, if you will. Some of you all feel like you're being humiliated and shamed. Okay, like many African Americans from many, many decades back went through. I'm standing out here, Lord. I'm on fire for you. I've got the Holy Ghost all over me, and I feel at times like I'm a fool. Why? Because maybe it's not the Holy Ghost. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's some things that some individuals put upon you when they were shaking hands and patting you on the back. Or maybe it was some of those meetings that you attended. Or maybe it was some things that you read. Oh, now your mindset is shifted. Okay? Because the enemy put some doubt there. He tells you that you can't get ahead, that you can't rise above it, that you cannot overcome, that you don't have a faith like your ancestors, that you cannot be able to do great and mighty things because Jesus isn't with you. And who gives him that authority? Well, sometimes we do. We do. That's why he can whisper into our subconscious at times, or he can use other people to penetrate us in such a way that causes us to doubt some things, because we give him that permission because we're not sold out for God, Lord Jesus. And so I am telling some of you all today that you can put some water on that cross burning. You can allow the Lord, Lord Jesus, to move on your spirit. You don't have to stand by and just watch stuff. Okay, so many people back in the day, they were watching. You see, I will tell you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can, even if there is more of them than there are of you. And I use specifically African American history today to encourage some of you all, and also to cause some of you all to look at things a bit differently when it comes to history, American history, because that's just what it is. Take away all of the ethnicity business and just look at American history for what it is. There was good, and then there was evil. There was light, and then there was darkness. And this sort of thing is still going on today. Like I said, they've gotten more clever. The enemy, I should say, has allowed certain folks who have a lot of racism harbored within them to do some very sneaky things, deceptive practices and so forth, to basically kill, steal, and destroy. So for some of you all who are looking at these celebrities, understand that they go through much and they need prayer just like your relatives need prayer, just like your boss needs prayer, just like your church membership and so forth needs prayer. Okay? And unfortunately, a lot of them will be made examples of. People in the future, now I'm getting into the prophetic side as I'm hearing it. People in the future will experience things that we have never even dreamt. People who were not drug addicts, didn't have a history of drug abuse. We're going to see more of that sort of stuff being put upon them. And black lives in the celebrity circles and so forth are not going to matter. You're going to say, how come so-and-so didn't get prosecuted? Or how come, you know, there was no investigating this matter and that one? More of this sort of stuff is going to happen. Because when people don't dance by the drum of those who own them, they will be made an example of. They will be just like the cross burning in front of those many houses. That is not one of those things to take lightly. That is not one of those things to say, oh, well, it just can't happen, or those sorts of things don't happen nowadays. They happen in various ways. And yes, in some communities, this sort of thing still goes on. So I thank you for taking the time out to listen. And as always, to God be the glory.